Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Hall of Fame weekend. Tom, what was last night like before the game with the alumni stuff and Matt Reed stuff and then everything that went on today?
No, it was just a good night last night. It was a good morning. And, you know, our four national championship teams in the 90s were recognized. Matt Reed was recognized. It was good to reflect back and talk a lot of hockey with Reeder and a lot of those guys and their experiences here at Bemidji State. And, you know, it's great to see these guys back with their families, and they're older right now. And just kind of see, you know, how everything's evolved. And again, when they reflect back on their days right here, it's just, you know, people always say it's the greatest 4 years of their life, and that's the truth.
Pardon the length of this question. It's going to be a long one. To me, there are things that are just how you play this game. You defend, you block shots, you win battles in the corners. I mean, that isn't quote-unquote Beaver hockey. That's just hockey. Then there's culture. That, to me, is unique to an individual program. A lot of that is based on, you know, those four championship teams and what you were just talking about, how it's the best 4 years of their life, and you build on that culture year after year after year. Then, to me, there's a team's identity, and that's where, to me, it changes every year based on your personnel and who you've got and what their best attributes are. Can you agree with that blanket statement?
For sure. It's hard. Like, the hardest thing as a coach is trying to get guys to buy into how you want to play. And honestly, buying into doing things that are hard, like blocking shots, like finishing checks, like reloading, like forechecking hard, taking time and space away, you know, boxing out in front of the net, make sure you're boxing out on a face-off, like everything that's hard. And a buddy of mine who I grew up with, and he was also a hockey coach, he said it to me one time, and I love the line. He was, anybody can play hockey, but it's tough being a hockey player. And that's how I always tell our guys that. You know, it's not easy being a hockey player, but anybody can play the game. Anybody can play hockey. But being a hockey player, that's a different set of standards. It's a different set of ground rules.
I'm going to give an analogy here that I think everyone that's listening can relate to. A basketball team's identity this year might be a really good rebounding team. Well, next year they bring in a bunch of 5'8" guys. You're not going to be a very good rebounding team.
Right, no question.
How close is your team to finding their identity?
I don't know. That's a good question right now. And, you know, I don't know. And you're right, though, Schultze, sometimes. And we're watching a team right now that's trying to get an identity. We're watching a team before this interview right here. We're watching them on TV, and they're having a hard time. And sometimes it's just hard, you know, because, again, the makeup of those players I don't want to use the word they're not buying in, but it's just, you know, sometimes it's like pulling teeth. And but there's my thing is that it's common sense. If you're a rebounding team and you got a bunch of 5'8" guys, you're not going to be a good rebounding team. But I look at things different. The things I talked about to you about a minute ago, doesn't matter if you're 6 foot. Yeah, it's all work based. It's effort based stuff. So, you know, that's kind of what I'm talking about. And I think a lot of teams, you know, I don't care what you are in basketball, but you're going to have to dive for balls and you're going to have to play tight D. You know, it might be a full court press. I don't know. But the analogies are the same is all I'm getting
yep.
at.
The reason I'm kind of going down this path is we're a month in, and I've had three different guys in three different pregame interviews talk about what their rendition of what Beaver hockey is, and I didn't even go there. They brought this on by themselves, and it was three different things by three different guys.
Yeah, well,
that can be the thing too. What you need to do might be what Beaver hockey is, but it might not be what the guy in the locker next to you has to do. Right?
I don't know. To me, there's a certain set of standards everybody does. And I try to make that perfectly clear all the time. And I spoke today for Matt Reed. Matt Reed was the most talented player I've ever coached. He was also the most driven player I've ever coached, and he was also the most competitive player I've ever coached. Now, when you want to talk about driven and competitive, there's a lot of guys that are, you know, that are they're similar. But Reeder had that edge as well, you know, with the talent. And he's a guy that you never had to rev up. He was self-motivated. And so, again, to me, it's not about how talented you are. And it's just something you have to do. Now, what you do when you talk to our players is very interesting. What you'll hear from a player, I laugh and I look at the interviews with our players. And I love it because, you know what?
They repeat what
they
say.
They repeat exactly what's being said in the locker room. You got it, Schultzy. They say exactly, which is good. You know what I mean? And you know what? Any team, they're just a reflection of their coaching staff. They're a reflection on what's going on. But they'll say it a lot of times, but are they doing it? You know, that's the next layer of all this stuff, too. So, anyway, it's always a little bit of a battle. It's just the way it is. But every team and every coach goes through it.
Riley Funk last night took 20 faceoffs. He won 18 of them. That's a little bonkers.
No, it is.
He's good on the dot. He's never quite been like that.
No, exactly. No, I mean, it's, that's scary. I mean, it's 90%.
Yeah. I mean. I thought I was looking at it wrong the first time I looked at it. Your top two block shots guys last night were two newcomers, Hudson Thornton and Vincent LaBelle. When you recruited them, is that in their DNA?
I don't know. Like, you don't know everything about these kids when you recruit them. You don't. You don't know everything. And what you try to do, like a lot of the guys we recruit, we don't know everything. You don't. You know, you take them on based on a lot of times might be talent, but you know, you're just hoping that they all assimilate. And you find out that they're good people. And if they're good people, they're going to assimilate. And I think that's with a lot of our guys, not just Hudson or, you know, Belzy or whoever. You kind of know. But you don't know. But some guys you're recruiting, you don't have a sample size. We had no sample size with Hudson. I mean, the last time we watched Hudson play, he was probably in midget hockey. And when he was in Fargo, you know, I think we just haven't watched him play in a long time. So who knows? But they're good people, and you know they're going to assimilate, and you know they're competitive and they want to win.
More with Coach Territory when we return. Corner Bar pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Part 2 and 3, 2 and then 1. Welcome back to our Corner Bar pregame show, part 2 with head coach Tom Cerruteri. Tom, I'm going to take a left turn here with this interview. The sports world this week was dealt, I think, a wake-up call. The NBA gambling and card game stuff and all that other stuff that went on with the NBA this week. We're in a different era. Obviously, I think we're all smart enough to realize this isn't going to be the last time this is involved with sports in some shape or form. There's been some college basketball players that have been investigated. Right. Does it worry you? Just sport
honestly,
in general and how it's...
I never think about it, Schultz. I read the same thing you do, but I read it, but I don't really think about it too much. I'm taking another stand. Like, what do they expect? Steve Kerr kind of said that. What do you expect when you know, they're supporting and when casinos and gambling are sponsoring, and they're sponsors for the NBA or they're sponsors, you know, for particular teams. And we have betting going on in hockey. I'm watching hockey games and, you know, and they're talking about it all the time. Like, what do you expect? Things are going to happen that way. It's just the way it is. You know, it's almost like, you know, it's... You know, I'm not saying you're condoning it, but you kind of are when you're talking about it all the time when you're and it's legalized is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Have you talked to your team about it? Not just this week, but do you talk to your team about
we
it?
We haven't. I've never talked about it. Our compliance people do. Our compliance meeting at the beginning of the year, we have that meeting. We talk about it. But I'll be honest, I've never talked to our team about it. I haven't.
It's a good thing you haven't had to.
Well, no, I know, but this NBA thing is probably something that we got an email from Aaron too, you know, and honestly, it's probably time for a talk about it, Schultz, is what I'm getting at, because again, I think you're spot on, and
there are players and coaches that have made $100 million in their career are involved with stuff like, or
yeah.
allegedly involved in stuff like this, it raises some red flags to me anyway.
No, you're spot on, and it's probably something that we do need to deal with, and we should talk about, and it doesn't need to be a long conversation, but it's something that I think as a coach I need to probably, you know, I'd reach out to our team and just tell them, hey guys, like, you got to watch yourself. I hope none of this stuff is going on. It's way over my pay grade, but I'm reading about it, and yeah. It's gonna, and you're spot on, Schultzy, so it's gonna happen more and more. So keep your nose clean and don't get involved in this stuff, guys. It's not right. That's all you can do. I mean,
on to tonight. Where do you did a lot of good things last night. Where do you still need to be better tonight?
Well, we got to try to penetrate better. Our grade A scoring chances were minimal last night, and they didn't have a ton, but they had more than us. So we got to be better in the grade A area. We got to be better. We got to compete a little harder in front of the net. We got to get some second, third chance opportunities. I think last night we were trying to rely on the rush too much, and I think they took our rush offense away. We had some, success early on a little bit, but, you know, by and large, it was sporadic.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.